The Lord is living and purposeful. But what is His ultimate move? To say that the Lord Jesus will come back to clear up things on earth is true, but clearing up things is not His ultimate move. God's ultimate move is to work Himself, Father, Son, and Spirit, into us and to become our life, that we may live Him out and express Him as His body, the Church. Witness Lee, The World Situation and God's Move, page 324, Living Stream Ministry. This week we begin a new series titled, The Goal of Our Christian Life, with further speaking from Brother Andrew Yu on the Age of Intensification. This is part one of message 6 from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November 2015. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
Tonight is the last meeting, and we only have 2 hours and 50 minutes is gone. So I want to spend maybe 15 to 20 minutes or half an hour first to make up what I did not share with you in the fourth message, which is Saturday night. And you remember we were talking about this age being the age of intensification. And I prepared the PowerPoint, but I only got through half of it, and then I got carried away, and so we didn't finish it. So first, I want to spend some time to show you the PowerPoint and then finish that burden. And then we'll come to the burden tonight, which I hope I can finish that within an hour. And then we'll have, say, like half an hour to 15 minutes for you to respond, either to tonight's message or to the whole weekend. How's that?
Amen.
Good. Now, we have less people here tonight, but we still have quite a number of people online. And for those who are online, welcome to join the meeting. Now, let's go to message 4, and I would like the brothers to turn to the 11th frame. It's about the alternative worlds. And we said this was a report. That one. And we said that there was a report. Before I forget about it, you know, this song that was so instrumental 50 years ago almost was never translated, amazingly, for all close to 50 years. But the Chinese saints, they know it very well. And every time they get filled with the Spirit and they felt like they wanted to move with God's move, then they sang it. But I'm sorry, the English-speaking ones were deprived of this wonderful song. So I'm glad that we're singing this, and you are singing this for the first time before everybody else does. Okay. So the next frame after that, we talk about the four mega trends. And sorry, those four mega trends, I only had it in Chinese, but they're translated from that original report, the alternate worlds. And what I want to point out tonight especially, it talks about other things like climate change and economy and all those. But what I want to talk about tonight is number 3, the change in demographics in human population. And it mentioned 3 things. Number 1 is aging. Number 2 is urbanization. That means city gets bigger and bigger. And then number 3 is the phenomenon of mass migration. And you remember last Saturday, I share about the mass migration that is going on in the Middle East and Europe. And so if you look at the next slide, No, not this one. The one. Oh yes. Okay. This quote is taken from that report that says that these trends, those four mega trends, which are virtually certain and for sure, that report came out in 2012, and it was a lot of them were fulfilled, exist today, but during the next 15 to 20 years, they will gain much greater momentum, producing a qualitative different world. So I'm talking about 30 years from now, and it will be a very different world from today. And that will be the world of your generation. It won't be the world of my generation. So the Lord has to raise up the intensified ones to meet that change. Now, the next one is one of the phrases that caught me was, it talks about a Teutonic shift. You know that they talk about geology, the big land shift from one continent to another. Well, there's a Teutonic shift not in geography, but human demographics. And you see it with your own eyes in the newspaper today, every day, that this 1,000 people are getting out of the Middle East into Europe. It's no small thing. So that's a Teutonic shift. Now then, next frame, it says the world tomorrow. So the world of 2030 will be radically transformed from our world today. By 2030, no country will be a hegemonic power. So it won't be one country domination. So the Teutonic shift is critical changes to key features of our global environment that will affect how our world works. The world could be transformed in radically different ways. We are heading into uncharted waters. Major powers are at odds. You see that today now. The potential for conflicts rises. More countries fail. The world is reasonably wealthy, but it is less secure as the dark side of globalization poses an increasing challenge in domestic and international politics. It's like this is a prophecy. This was written, it was a scientific report, 2012. So the next one, the world tomorrow, and then there's all kinds of people that write about what happened with the world be tomorrow, and I just quote a few writers, Ian Bremmer, G0, you know, you have the G2, G4, G20, then it talks about the G0 world where, you know, there'll be no one country. And then Al Gore, which was the vice president to Bill Clinton, he wrote this book called Earth, Inc., Global Mind. So you have, instead of just being locked in one place, you have to, it's world citizen. Then George Freeman, I think he's a writer of the New York Times, and he has a book called Crisis World. Then another, Ian Bremmer, that talks about China rising up. Okay, then the next one. What is the next one? Oh, the next one is taken from Brother Lee's book, The World Situation and the Direction of the Lord's Move. And I told you that that is actually an updated version of his first book in 1981 on the world situation and God's move. And he said in that book, the world is changing, so we need to sense his present move. And then he has point one, a quote from Acts that says, God out of one produced many, and decide and define their boundaries and the length of time that they should live. And so the point is that everything is under God's sovereign hand. And I like what Benjamin shared the other day, that our Christ today is on the throne. He is not going to the throne. He is on the throne today. So number two says, what God is accomplishing in the environment is for the fulfillment of his economy. So you have to interpret it in that kind of way, what is happening in China in the last 30 years, what is happening in the Middle East in the last 3 years, what is happening in America, what is happening everywhere, is God's accomplishment in the environment for the accomplishing of his economy. Now, a year ago, 2 years ago, I said, in the Old Testament life studies, Brother Lee said, you know, you have four timetables. There's one timetable which is the world situation. There's another timetable which is Israel, the history of Israel. There's another timetable which is the history of Christ. And then you have another timetable which is what is happening to the church and how the church is getting ready. And if you look at the world situation, that is lining up towards midnight. If you look at the situation in Israel, that is lining up towards midnight. If you look at the situation of Christ and how he is moving, it's like moving faster and faster. You know, there's a song that says his footsteps is getting nearer and nearer. So as you get closer to the Niagara Fall, the water get faster and faster. And so the footstep of the Lord is getting faster and faster. And then the last one is, of course, the church, that the Lord is hastening his work to produce the overcomers, which will bring in the bride. Now, there's one very interesting article in New York Times that says that we cannot understand, we do not have the master key to the world situation. But it seems like the middle, the minute hand and the second hand and the hour hand are starting to line up towards midnight. And it's an article written not by a Christian, it's a secular article. And I look at that, I said, I know what that means. You know, all these things are lining up just so that the Lord is going to come back. So what the third point is, what is the suitable environment? So Brother Lee talked about when the Lord Jesus came, there was a suitable environment. So what is the present day suitable environment? Then he talks about, break it down into analysis of languages, how language is breaking down. Control, boundary control is breaking down. Road is building, just like 2,000 years ago, the Roman roads. Now it's the internet roads. Then law, you know, international law, it's becoming, if you don't speak international language, if you don't know international law, it's almost like you can't survive versus 100 years ago. You don't even know what's happening on the other side of the hill. You know, you just take care of your own little farm. So, and then the last one is travel. He said there's going to be an unlimited explosion of traveling. And you know what is happening in the last 100 years and then 50 years. You saints from China know that 100 years ago, nobody ever dreamed that you can just travel from here to there just with it so fast. And even all these boundaries in the that is man-made is just going away one by one, one by one. I think 30 years ago, for those people in China to come up in here, it's almost like it's more difficult than you know going. They say more difficult than going up to heaven. But today, you know, those students that come to our campuses, Thanksgiving holiday is just one long weekend, and they fly home. And when I came to this country, I packed my bag, and everything is there. It's almost like end of the world. We're never going to go back. It's like Abraham leaving his home country. And I'm not kidding you. Yeah, we even have the barber's kit, and so that because when we go, we have to take care of our own haircut and you know, everything. It's like now, you know, people, they go overseas, they don't even think twice. Well, I forgot my cell phone, so I buy a plane ticket, I go back and pick up my cell phone and come back. you get the point. So traveling is just, is mushrooming, and the mushrooming of traveling is for a reason. It's towards the coming of the Lord. And then point number four is the opposition of Satan. And the opposition of Satan comes from two fronts. One is persecution. You know, the Lord's recovery has been on earth 90 years. There's never a kind of persecution. I don't think there are too many groups that have been persecuted like we have been persecuted. So that's from the world. And then there's persecution from religion. So religious persecution, political persecution, and it's rising up, and it's just a sign of the Lord's soon coming. And then there's a history of the recovery, and I'm not going to go into that. I'm just briefly trying to catch up. Then next frame. Those are Brother Lee's phrases. He said the ultimate move, and the next one is the ultimate recovery, and then the third one is the ultimate situation of the world, and then the fourth is our ultimate responsibility. So these four things that are ultimate, the ultimate move of God in this age, the ultimate recovery of God, the ultimate situation of the world, and then our ultimate responsibility, and you consider about that in the light of what happened today. Now, then the next frame, an update. If Brother Lee is here today, if he is alive, what is he gonna what will he think? I think he will have an update too on what he wrote in 1991. You know. 1991, he said, well, the situation in the whole Gulf was changed. And so as such, that changed, he just really felt moved. But if he sees the situation in the world today, I'm sure he will have an update to the update on the world situation, the situation in the different big regions of the world, and which are the important areas of the world, and how to propagate the Lord's recovery today. Now, all these are global questions, mega questions. You know, world leaders every year, they have a conference in Davos, Switzerland, and they talk about the world situation, but they don't know what they're talking about. You know, what we're talking about here is in the president's boardroom, the president of the universe. And this is what, you know, we as the next generation, as this generation, as the now generation, we have to think about it. And the Brother Lee said from his youth, he considered the world situation not for the sake of the world situation. He could have been a great world leader, but as he considered it, then he realized what the direction of the Lord's move is. And of course, the latest thing that is happening is this shift of the Arabic-speaking people. They comprise the third biggest group in humanity. And the Lord is, I don't know how the Lord is going to open up that situation. But on last Saturday night, I opened up this matter, I said, with application here. And number one, how do we face the situation of mass migration with so many people from so many different parts of the world? And how do we deal with the situation of new immigrants? Then even more specifically, here in New York, and New York City, starting from New Amsterdam, has been an immigrant place, and you know, you have the Statue of Liberty. All your sons and daughters come to my embrace. You know, all the sons and daughters that are refugees, they make up New York City. So New York City, it's a little cosmos of the whole world. And so while we're doing it, standing here as the testimony of the Lord, what are we doing? Are we just for our little community, or are we just for our little, worse still, our own little family life? We have to consider. Or are we here to be part of the Lord's move? And I said last Saturday, I said, I anticipate, and I don't think I'm dreaming, that in the coming 10 years, you will have 10 different languages mushrooming, and the Italian, the Polish, the Irish, the Mexican, and particularly the Mexican language, the Spanish language, the Chinese language, the Korean languages, and they'll all be part of the church in New York. Amen. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
So when the whole church come together, it will not be a four translation booth. It will be a 14 translation booth. But when we break up, then we're in different districts, and then you have Korean districts in Queens, and Vietnamese districts in Queens. And you know, last night there was no meeting, and so Brother Peter took me to Chinatown, because he said, "Oh, you enjoy it," and I ended up enjoying what he enjoyed. But we walk one block, and we're among the Koreans, and it's not only among old generation Koreans. I felt like I'm walking in Seoul, Korea. All the young very hip generation. Young Koreans and in this French bakery, pastry place. And I sat there, I said, "I couldn't believe this. This is just like, you can walk within 10 minutes, you can walk from one part of the world to another part of the world, all within this cosmopolitan area." And so what is that? What is that? That's the Lord's provision.
Amen.
And 100 years ago, we could never. Yeah, can your brother, your ancestor in Colombia, would he ever imagine that one of his grandson would be in New York City? Maybe all he could see was that maybe my grandson would buy a little plot more farming on the other side of the hill,
yeah.
And that was all. Who brought you here? Who brought all these people here? It has to be the Lord. So you have to realize that.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.